Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 88 degrees currently outside in the Sheboygan area. We're in the 80s for highs today under mostly sunny skies. Mike Kinzel was at Acuity over the past hour as the insurance company had its dedication ceremony for the world's tallest symbol of freedom, the new flagpole that was put up this past few months. And here's Mike Kinzel with a report.
The Acuity flag has been officially raised with skydivers circling around this morning. The flag was raised officially and dedicated during a ceremony here on the Acuity campus. Governor Scott Walker, the keynote speaker, he thanked Acuity and Sheboygan for the great memorial. He said, we must remember also we have three units still in harm's way. Wisconsin, he says, has a tradition of courage going all the way back to the Civil War. And he said, let this flag be a lasting monument to all. He then presented a proclamation to Acuity CEO Ben Salzman, declaring it Acuity Flag Day today in Wisconsin. Mike Kinzel of Acuity for WHBL.
An 11-year-old girl is in the hospital as the victim of a shooting at a convenience store in Milwaukee. A gunman held up the store just before 7 last night and fired at least one shot. Anthony Van Dyke lives nearby.
I can't stand it. Innocent victims. You know, I go through this every day, but I ain't moving.
We're told the girl's injuries are not life-threatening and she is expected to recover. Police are still looking for the shooter. Two people were hurt in a single vehicle rollover accident on Highway 41 southbound near Fond du Lac County Highway B in the town of Byron this morning. Sheriff's officials say 21-year-old Jeffrey Thill of Lomira lost control on the highway and rolled his vehicle over several times. He was thrown from it. Flight for Life flew him to Theda Clark Regional Medical Center with serious injuries. His passenger, 22-year-old Caitlin Freund of North Fond du Lac, was pinned in the vehicle. After she was freed, she was taken to St. Agnes Hospital in Fond du Lac with non-life-threatening injuries. The scene is still closed to traffic for investigators, and that is causing backups of greater than 3 miles on southbound lanes of Highway 41. The International Monetary Fund releasing a report on the U.S. economy and forecasting that the U.S. economy will grow at a 2% rate this year. That number's down from 2.8% growth rate it predicted in April. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde told the Fox Business Network that the harsh winter in the first quarter affected economic growth and led to the revised forecast.
Q1 was dreadful. Q1, predominantly because of weather-related issues, was very bad for growth. The U.S. turned into negative territory, and we are not yet at the bottom of it. It was scheduled to be -1. It could be more than that.
The IMF does predict 3% growth for the U.S. next year. With the situation in Iraq continuing to deteriorate, Senator John McCain is slamming speculation that the U.S. may try to partner with Iran to counter the bloody conflict. The Arizona Republican calls such speculation the height of folly. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is considering drone strikes as an option to combat militant insurgents in Iraq. Fire of undetermined origin yesterday destroyed a barn and some cattle near Cedar Grove. Cedar Grove Fire Chief Greg Novice said a passerby spotted the fire shortly after 1 o'clock in the barn of the Jim Thenison Farm at County RR in Palmer Road. Cedar Grove firefighters responded and then received assistance from 9 other volunteer departments. Novice said the barn was destroyed along with an undetermined number of cattle. He said the cause remains under investigation and firefighters were on the scene until about 7:30 last night. A train derailed on Milwaukee's south side yesterday morning. Colin Bennett tells us what happened.
It's unclear at this point what caused the Union Pacific train to tip 11 cars near Clement and Holt on Sunday morning, but a spokesperson for the railroad says none of the cars spilled the clay and ash they were carrying, and no one was injured. It did, however, cause the roads near the area to close while crews spent most of Sunday cleaning up the scene.
Take and bake pizza lovers probably know this already, but Wisconsin recently started charging sales taxes on that food. It will cost pizza lovers an extra $2.7 million a year that will be funneled to Madison. The State Revenue Department had asked the Streamlined Sales Tax Governing Board if places that sell the items should be charging the tax on pizzas they make at their stores but are cooked by customers at home. The board said the tax applies because they count as food prepared outside the home. As the 4th of July approaches, we're getting fair warning from the Sheboygan Police Department. Don't use fireworks.
You've got the risk of fire. You've got the risk of injury to other people. So in order to make sure everybody can have a safe and peaceful summer, we're going to be strictly enforcing the fireworks ordinance.
Lieutenant Bill Adams says it means anything that explodes or emits sparks or combustion. And he says it isn't just a safety issue. It's a matter of peace and quiet.
People are frequently setting these firecrackers off that sound like machine gun fire or something like that, all hours of the day and night. And it comes down to the fact that we get numerous complaints just related to the peace issues.
Violators will be fined $250 per violation, and parents and guardians are also liable for their minors. The latest forecast calls for possible severe storms the next several days, and it could bring an end to one of the latest starts to Wisconsin's tornado season. The state has not seen one in 2014 yet, the sixth latest since 1950 when modern records were first kept. The latest start to the season was in 1995 when a tornado touched down near La Crosse on June 28th. The forecast also calling for rain chances every day the rest of the work week, and that's horrible news if you've been scratching a lot since mosquito bites seem to be at their worst in years throughout the Badger State, due mainly to the short spring and a wet start to the summer season. Dave Getzky of the La Crosse Health Department says their department has used more chemicals to control mosquitoes this month than it did for all of last year. As for your forecast today, mostly sunny, highs in the 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing, low near 65. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 86 with a bit more humidity. Currently 88 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL at 12:06.